We're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 60th chapter. Lam natzeach al shushan neduhut michtam nedavid lelamed. Different explanations. What does it mean, shushan? We'll go with the understanding that the word is a type of instrument. So David HaMelech says to the conductor who's in charge of shushan, who is in charge of this instrument, Edut, I'm giving you the following ornament. The word adi means an ornament, a jewel. Michtam leDavid leLamed. David HaMelech says, this is one of my favorites. One of my favorite songs. Michtam. Michtam is also the word ketim. Means a jewel, an ornament, something that's cherished. Lilamed. I want this to be taught to everyone, so that everyone knows that what happens in this world comes from Hashgacha. God is watching over you, and nothing happens coincidentally. Behatzoto etaram naharayim vetaram tzova. When David HaMelech was fighting with Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzova, the term Hatzoto means fighting. Vayashov Yoav, Vayachet Edom Begei Melach, Shnei Masar Aleph. And David was busy fighting the Arameans. The Edomites came to assist the Arameans, and Yoav left the battlefront to fight the Edomites and to prevent them from joining forces with the Arameans. And Yoav was successful in destroying 12,000 soldiers. Elohim, zinachtanu firatztanu, anafta teshovev lanu. David says to God, zinachtanu. He says to God, you've left us. Piratztanu, you've breached our cities, you've breached our walls. And so this war is coming upon us as though you've breached our walls. We're being attacked from every side. Anafta, you've been angry at us. Tishovev lanu, but we ask you, Hashem, bring us back to peace. Bring back the peace. Tishovev, from the term tshuva, return. Bring us back to our peaceful, tranquil state. Hirashta eretz pitzamta. You have thundered the earth. Hirashta, you have made the earth thunder. Pitzamta, you've cracked the earth. Rifa shivareha chimata. And so we turn to you, Hashem. Heal the earth, because we've been brought down to the earth. We've been brought down, so to speak, to our knees, down to the earth. Chimata, because we have been humbled, we've been lowered. Hirita mecha kasha. You've shown your nation till this time a heavy downfall. Hishkitanu yain tarela. You've given us poisonous wine to drink. You've hurt us. And again, this is an allegory that's used repeatedly in Tanakh, yain tareila, poisonous wine. So David HaMelech is saying, it's as though you've given the nation poisonous wine to drink, because you've knocked us off our feet. Natata li reyecha nis lehitnoses. We ask you, Hashem, give us a banner, give us a flag to wave. Natata, we ask you that from now on, give those who fear you, give us the capacity to be uplifted in the world like a flag, so that the world will see the truth in your word. We represent your word, and so bring us back in peace. Let us be your flag. Let the world see through us that you run the world. Leman yechaletzun yedidecha, so that Israel, who are your friends, who are those that you love, let them be saved. Hoshia yeminecha vaneni. Because of that, I ask, extend your right hand, so to speak, and answer my prayers. Save us. We're in danger, and we're turning to you. You should save us, and through saving us, the world will recognize your truth. Elohim Diber bekodsho eloza. God spoke with His Holy Spirit through His prophets, the Ruach HaKodesh, what we call Hashem's Holy Spirit. That's a level of a vision that a person sees that's referred to as Ruach HaKodesh. So Elohim, Hashem, spoke through the prophets. Diber bekodsho, spoke through His holiness through the prophets. Eloza, and so I am happy, I rejoice. Achalek Hashechem ve'imek Sukkot amadeid. I rejoice as you proclaim through your prophecy that I should lead the nation. I rejoice and I divide among my people these different territories. And now he's going to describe the territories. Shechem, Sukkot, li Gilad ve'li Menashe. You appointed me in charge of the territory of Gilad on the other side of the Jordan, the territories of Menashe, the Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, Yehuda Mechokiki. I have the strength of Ephraim, and Judea are my nobles, they are my officers. Moab Sir Rachzi. I use the Moabites like my pot, so to speak. Just as the pot was their ancient bathtub, meaning when they used to take a shower, so they'd heat up a pot of water and then use that water to wash themselves, so too the Moabites are subservient and they're standing like my pot that I use for washing, like my shower. They're standing at attention. They've been placed subservient to our kingdom. Al Edom, Ashlich na lihi alai peleshet itroai. I place my feet on Edom. They're like my footstool. They too are subservient and they're in service of the Jewish people. Alai peleshet itroai. Because of me, the Philistines blow their trumpets in honor of my kingdom. When I travel by, they stand up and blow their trumpets. So David is describing the kingdom that God gave him. These different territories that were put under his reign. Mi yovileini il matzo, mi nachani ad Edom. Mi yovileini, who is it that brings me to a fortified city that I conquer it? How do I conquer that city? Who is the one that allowed me to conquer the Edomites now that Yoav was victorious against them? Halo ata Elohim, it's you, Hashem. I know that all my successes until now were your doing. And now, zinachtanu, but now you've left us. Velo teitze Elohim betzivoteinu. And now, if you don't go out with our legions, if you don't go out with our armies, havalanu ezrat mitzar, we beg you, we don't have a chance without you. You should help us, save us from the enemies. Vishav teshuat adam. But there's no hope in the salvation of humanity. There's no hope in that. Be'elohim na'aseh ha'il. Our strength comes from Hashem. That's where we overcome the nations. Vehu yavus tzareinu. And it is only through Him that we trample those that try to afflict us. So David HaMelech said in this chapter, this was a favorite chapter of David's. This was at the time where he was fighting two kingdoms, and a third kingdom came to attack him from behind, and he sent Yoav, his chief general, to deal with them, and Yoav was victorious. And David turns to Hashem and says, you've left us. Look at how they've breached through our fences. You've punished us. Please bring us back to a state of tranquility. You've made the earth tremble. You've made such noise with these wars. You've hit your nation as though you've fed us poisonous wine. But let us be your banner. Let us represent your truth as we are successful. I know through a prophet you appointed me king. I see the successes you've given me until now with all these nations. But I know that the successes are contingent on you. My successes hitherto were all your doing. And so I turn to you and I say, help us out again. It is only through you that we will be successful against our enemies.